This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Do you have a tree that was planted too close to your foundation, maybe in the wrong sunshade conditions? Or maybe you just don't like it in that spot anymore? This is the second best time of year to transplant trees. Once the leaves start to drop, you can safely move it. Now keep in mind, if your tree is larger than 2 inches in diameter, you may want to get a professional to do it. For you do-it-yourselfers, first thing to do is loosely tie the lower branches to prevent damage and keep them out of your way as you dig a trench around the tree slightly larger than the root ball you want. Depending on the diameter of your tree, you'll dig a different size root ball. I'll have some numbers for you on my website, gardenbite.com. Using a sharp spade, undercut the root ball. Normally I talk about using a garden fork, but this is a little bit different. Use hand pruners and loppers for large or tough roots. Slide a piece of burlap canvas or tarp under the root ball, and with the help of some good friends with strong backs, lift your tree out of the hole and slide it to your other prepared site. Personally, I use tarps. They slide better. I also use them when digging a hole to pile the dirt on. Keeps the lawn cleaner and it's easier to move around the yard. Make sure the hole you're transplanting your tree to is about twice as wide but only as deep as the root ball. Set your tree in its spot, cut away or slide the tarp out, then backfill with soil, water well, and mulch. Add about 2 inches of wood chips or any organic matter. Keep it watered well till the ground has frozen, then add more mulch to a depth of about 6 inches. Remember donut, not volcano. Now you need something to fill that other spot. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. You can also send me questions, comments, or suggestions on Garden Bite Facebook page. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.